suposiciones, disputa entre teorías profesionales, un profesional dice esto, el otro dice lo otro. La forma en que las personas relacionan su entorno con la realidad, entre otras cosas. En cambio, un punto en común en el cual coinciden los teóricos es que la ausencia de un desorden mental reconocido no indica necesariamente que se goce de salud mental, y al revés, sufrir un determinado trastorno mental, un impedimento, eso no significa que una persona no pueda razonablemente tener una buena salud mental. ¿Por qué pasa eso? Porque es la observación del comportamiento de una persona en su vida diaria el principal modo de conocer el estado de salud mental, en aspectos como el manejo de sus conflictos, sus temores, capacidades, sus competencias y, por último, sus responsabilidades. Si a esto se suma la manutención de sus propias necesidades, la forma en que afronta sus propias tensiones, sus relaciones interpersonales y la manera en que dirige una vida independiente. El concepto es necesariamente subjetivo y culturalmente determinante. Y debe ser por eso que Wikipedia la define como el estado de equilibrio entre una persona, su entorno sociocultural, que garantiza su participación laboral, intelectual y de relaciones para alcanzar un bienestar y calidad de vida. Suena un poco elaborado eso, pero yo le voy a dar un ejemplo sencillo. Como dirían algunas de mi gente bella, tradúceme, Ramona, te amo. Al cumpleaños de nuestro hijo de 5 años, yo invito a toda mi familia y la pasamos bien, tremendo fiestón. Estamos claros, ¿verdad? Eso es algo que yo diría normal en la mayoría de nosotros, los de raza hispana. Mi gente, no se atreva a parecérsele a una familia americana con su hijo de 5, 7 y 10 años, porque definitivamente la salud mental de sus padres se va a deteriorar, se fue a pique. Yo recuerdo en una ocasión, tuve el honor de ser invitada a una boda de una pareja hindú. Fue una experiencia bellísima para mí. Un poquito apenada, porque todos los invitados estaban vestidos con su ropa típica, menos yo. Obviamente, yo desconocí esa tradición. Pero nada, aprendí que todos los invitados teníamos que hacer fila para darle un bocadito de bizcocho a la novia. Yo calculé que ahí habían unas 200 personas, imagínese usted comer bizcocho de la mano de unas 200 personas, pero eso para ellos es parte de su cultura y se sienten bien. He tenido el placer también de ser invitada a bodas de raza judía, donde la ceremonia puede durar hasta 3 horas. La ceremonia religiosa, estamos hablando, no estamos hablando de fiesta. Así es que, mi gente, debemos tener muy en cuenta en que la cultura va mano a mano con lo que significa salud mental. Esto varía de individuo a individuo, raza y estado social. Abundemos un poco en la importancia de la salud mental. La salud mental se relaciona con el raciocinio, las emociones y el comportamiento frente a diferentes situaciones de la vida diaria. ojo, mi gente, como usted maneje o se desenvuelva en las cosas de su diario vivir. El suyo es diferente al diario vivir de su vecino, por así decir. Porque incluso usted se ha puesto a pensar que después que usted sale del seno familiar, la dinámica suya con su pareja es distinta a la de su mamá y su papá. ¿Por qué? La diferencia está en que cada uno lo va a hacer a su manera y es posible que ambos obtengan resultados positivos. Ese desenvolvimiento determina cómo vamos a manejar el estrés, convivir con otras personas y tomar decisiones importantes. A igual que otras formas de salud, la salud mental es importante en todas las etapas de la vida. Desde la niñez, luego sigue a la adolescencia, hasta la edad adulta. De acuerdo a estadística de la Organización Mundial de la Salud, OMS, el tema de la salud mental no concierne solo a los aspectos de atención posterior al surgimiento de desórdenes mentales, sino que corresponde además al terreno de prevención de los mismos. ¿Cómo? Me explico. Con la promoción de un ambiente sociocultural determinado por aspectos como la autoestima, un tema muy importante en la vida diaria, el cual vamos a desmenuzar en otro programa, las relaciones interpersonales. Cuando hablamos de relaciones interpersonales, lo que queremos decir es mi relación con mi hija, mi hermana, mi amiga, etc. Al igual que esas relaciones, existen otros elementos que deben venir desde la educación más primaria.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And today, I'm going to be talking about jealousy and envy. A lot of times, we don't quite know the difference between the two. And I do have clients that ask me, what is the difference between jealousy and envy? So I do want to talk a little bit about that. And I want to talk about how it can affect our physical health and also our emotional health. And, of course, what to do about it. Oftentimes, the things that cause jealousy and envy are related to shame, related to guilt, low self-esteem. Those are the things that, generally speaking, will cause some of this. And I am not sure, because I don't hear myself. I'm going to put on another commercial and I will be right back.
Wrap Hub Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Counselor's Chat. Okay, I am definitely having technical difficulties. There was a little bit of silence there. I thought I was online, and I did not have the microphone up. I am really doing a great job today, and that is okay. We are allowed to have those kinds of things happen. So, getting back to the beginning, because, you know, that is where I'm going to start, at the beginning. My topic today is about jealousy and envy, the difference between the two, what we can do about it, where it comes from. Oftentimes, it's hard to distinguish between jealousy and envy. Envy occurs when we lack a desire to attribute enjoyment to another. A jealousy occurs when something that we already have, or something that someone else has that we want that. Envy is a reaction to something that's lacking. Jealousy is a reaction to a threat of losing something. So those are just differences, and they are similar. They often go together. They kind of rival each other. They are not the same. Envy is unpleasant, but it generally doesn't contain a sense of betrayal or outrage. Jealousy, on the other hand, definitely contains a sense of inferiority. So those are some of the differences between the two. And again, as I had stated before, oftentimes jealousy and envy do have a history or a basis in shame, low self-esteem, not thinking that I'm enough, or thinking I'm better than and I deserve more than. So those can be some of the reasons why we have jealousy and envy. They can be very dangerous in relationships. And not just relationships in terms of between partners, you know, couples, that kind of thing. Though oftentimes jealousy and envy can have, you know, it can play a big role. But also in friendships and other kinds of family relationships, it can actually play a pretty big role and can be very painful. The person who is struggling with jealousy and envy, you know, in other words, they're the ones that have it, often struggle with having good, open, honest relationships because that jealousy and that envy get in the way. So, oh my gosh, I am really having these interesting little computer things here. So like I was saying, envy can often be confused with jealousy, but they are very different. They are very different, and both are harmful. So envy, again, is what you feel when there's something or someone even that has something that you want. Jealousy is when you fear losing someone or something that you already have. So think about a relationship. My significant other looked at the waiter, and I'm afraid that you are going to find that person more attractive, and so I am jealous. Okay. Right. However, one of the things that I notice about the waiters, they've got beautiful hair, and I wish I had beautiful hair like that. So that would be a sort of a good way to describe it. Oftentimes, these feelings provoke bitterness, and both people, both parties within the relationship where there is envy and jealousy, can feel that tension. Feel a lack of trust. You don't trust me. You're jealous. You're envious. You're critical. It really does play a huge role. And it's something that oftentimes can be caused, and I'm going to say most often is caused, by low self-esteem, shame, not feeling good enough, not feeling as if you deserve and like I said, it's not just something that happens within a romantic relationship. I might feel a sense of envy over what someone else, again, has, a friend of mine or a relative of mine. They may have, or what I may deem to have, something more, something better, more wealth, better house, happier family, better health, more opportunities. And those, when I get into that comparison thinking, I can become envious because I want what they have. I want what they have. And envy can be, again, it can be painful because it does affect the way I relate to people. I may keep my distance. I may be deceitful. I may be, like I said earlier, bitter. I may be a sharp-tongued. I may use sarcasm. And sarcasm, the meaning is it's a Roman ancient Latin word, comes from tearing the flesh. So I'm sarcastic. I'm caustic. In my conversations with someone, so that I'm hurtful. And oftentimes the person who is on the end that's receiving this doesn't really understand the destructiveness that this has, because it is destructive in relationships. It causes a wedge. So rather than feeling a sense of pride, happiness, for someone else who has achieved something or whatever it is, it causes that barrier and can be very painful. Oftentimes, the person who is on the receiving end of envy and jealousy may not understand where it's coming from. Why is my relative jealous of me? Why is my friend jealous of me? Why are they envious of me? I don't have these things in my life to make them feel less than. And so here's the thing that's really important. That feeling of less than is inherent in that person. So in other words, if I'm the person that's struggling with jealousy and envy, I'm the one that feels less than. I'm the one that's shame-based. I'm the one that has low self-esteem. And so I'm comparing myself to someone who has better, or what I perceive as better. It may not be better. I'm not in the other person's shoes. I'm observing them from the outside. So I might say, oh, look at that house they're living in. Look at the career they have. Look at their car. Look at this. Look at that. I don't really know what their own personal pain and anguish is, because as human beings, we all have something. So when I'm feeling jealous, I'm, again, often afraid that I am going to be losing something. I'm afraid I'm going to be losing something. A friend, a relationship, a position. And the envy is, I want what you have. It can cause sibling rivalry. Again, it's based in fear of not having enough. It's based in comparing. I'm comparing myself to you. There's oftentimes a lot of trust issues involved, the inability to trust. Jealousy may often stem from communication issues. So I may think that you are showing off. You have something I don't have. You come into my driveway with your new car. You want to show me your new car. You're happy about your new car. And I feel envy. I want a new car. I want a car that's better than your car. And now oftentimes we do use the word jealous when we really mean envy. So you come into my driveway, you've got this beautiful new car, and I say, I'm really jealous. Well, the reality is I'm not going to be losing my car. And there's no fear of my losing my car. The reality is I'm envious. I'm envious. I wish I had your car. I wish I had your car. So it's really important to know that difference. So we can, like I said, come across jealousy in all kinds of ways, between siblings and other family members, in a romantic relationship, and even in the workplace. And envy also, I think, it has a bit of a broader spectrum to it. Because with envy, it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that I'm in a relationship with, or a sibling, or other family member, or someone in the workplace. I can be envious of someone, again, because envy is I want what you have, someone with notoriety. Famous person. I envy that person because I wish I had that notoriety. I envy that person because I wish I was tall like they were, or thin like they were, or had the money they have, or the position they have. And one of the things that I think is important to know and to notice is that both envy and jealousy are emotions. No one is diagnosed with envy or diagnosed with jealousy, though these things can lead to problems such as anxiety and depression. It may cause couples to enter marital counseling. So it can spur on some of these other things. And you would say, well, why would it cause depression and anxiety? Well, it's the way we think about something. So if I'm envious of something that you have because I don't have it, okay, I'm feeling less than. It's my self-esteem. I have a belief system in place that's causing the envy, the feeling of envy or the feeling of jealousy. And this gets us right back to something I've talked about in the past, which is cognitive behavioral or dialectic behavioral therapy. And that it goes back to looking at, what is it that I'm thinking? What is my belief system that I should also have? I should also be? I can't stand it when another person... I can't stand it when another person looks at my husband. I can't tolerate it. So that feeling generates, or that belief system, I can't stand it, that generates the feeling of jealousy. especially if my self-esteem is low. Someone looks at my husband. How dare they? I'm jealous. I perceive that that person is better looking and more attractive than I am, has a better job, more education, greater sense of humor. I can go on and on with a list of all of the things that I may perceive this person to have. And the consequence is the feeling of jealousy, generalized anxiety. What if he leaves me for her? What if he likes her more than me? Okay? And depression. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I think we've pretty much gotten the glitches out of the way, and we will continue on with our show. I am Ruth Altemir Roll, your host, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdom on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altemir Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about envy and jealousy and its effects on relationships. If any of you follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat, one of the reasons that I picked this topic is March, we tend to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and we're looking at things green, and the earth is beginning to green up, and green is often, I'm green with envy. So we use that color oftentimes to describe envy. And like I said earlier, envy and oftentimes jealousy they're similar, but we tend to use the terms interchangeably, but they really do mean very different things. Envy is when you have something that I want or I think I should have. And jealousy is I have something that I'm afraid that I'm going to lose. So I hold on to it jealously. That's the word. And the two have a basis oftentimes in feeling of low self-esteem, feelings of shame, feelings of not being enough, not deserving, or I will also say this, sometimes it can come from narcissism. So envy can come from narcissism or ingratitude. So those things also can be at the root of envy. Oftentimes, when envy is bottled up, in other words, don't talk about it, it can morph itself into resentment. So I resent the other person. I resent what they have. I resent that they are doing better than I. I resent that they look better. And what it does is it heightens my own pain of failure. It heightens my own pain of inferiority. I can then start blaming, persecuting, and even create a scapegoat, because it's someone else's fault that I feel the way that I feel. So envy can be very painful to the person who is feeling the envy. And it can also, like I said, cause resentment, which then breaks down a relationship. And it can be friendship relationship. It can be marital. It can be coworker. Okay? It can be any type of relationship. And so that's one of the things that envy does. And it's also the thing that jealousy does. They break down. It breaks down relationship. So when I think that someone is better than I am, showing me up in some way, I'm not feeling secure in my own self. I'm not feeling secure in my own self. Sometimes I don't know what to do with it. So I may actually do something out of character, I'll say that. Because I don't want people to see that I'm jealous, or I don't want people to see that I'm struggling with envy and resentment. So I'll send a gift of congratulations or a gift of sympathy, trying to say, oh, yes, I'm simpatico with you. When the reality is I haven't talked to you or had any contact with you because I'm filled with jealousy, I'm filled with envy, I'm filled with resentments towards you because you have things that I don't have. I don't want people to think that you're better than I am, so I'm going to stay away from you. I don't want to be compared to you. Okay, so that's the jealousy. I'm afraid people are going to compare me to you, and I'm going to fall short. And so you're going to look as like the better person. So I'm going to say, oh, well, here is my gift of congratulations, or here is my gift of sympathy, because I want to make it look as if we're on equal terms, although we may not be. From if I'm the person struggling with envy or jealousy, from my perspective. So envy can be the cause of pain, and so can jealousy. If I have a base in fear of losing my advantage to someone else, that's the jealousy. Whereas envy is about my desire to take advantage of someone else. I think these feelings of envy and jealousy, they go way back in our human psyche. There are many stories. It goes all the way back to Cain and Abel being jealous. And these are things that can trigger some really ugly actions, as in the case of Cain and Abel, murder, Now, I'm not suggesting that that's completely off the table in terms of what anyone should do to handle it. If that's how you're feeling, definitely you need to get into some kind of therapy. But in general, if you're noticing that you struggle with jealousy and envy, get into some therapy and work at building self-esteem, learning how not to compare. You know, it's really a challenge to learn how to be happy with who you are, happy with what you have gratitude for what you have gratitude for your own gifts and your own talents. And I know a lot of times people say, well, I just don't have that. Well, no, maybe I don't have the same kind of talent as someone else or gift as someone else. I have my own gifts and my own talents. And to learn how to be satisfied with my own is a huge step towards countering jealousy and envy. They're quite heavy burdens to carry. And if I'm the one that struggles with the jealousy and the envy, I may not realize the pain and damage that I'm actually causing others who really want to have a good relationship with me but can't. And they can't because my jealousy and my envy is getting in the way. They become like a wall. So instead of having good boundaries, I now have this wall built around me of jealousy and envy. And I don't want you to get close. I don't want you to see my faults. I don't want you to see my frailties. I don't want you to see my mistakes. I don't want you to think that I am better. I don't want you to think that you're better than I am. I don't want to show that I fall short. I may have a belief system that I have to be perfect. And if you see that I have flaws, I cannot tolerate it. I can't stand it. So I'm going to keep secrets. And again, it's all very painful because it just breaks down relationship. It divides families. You know, we can have sibling rivalry when we're children, jealousy when we're children. You know, my sibling was better in athletics than I am, they have a better reputation than I have because of that. They've got more friends than I have. I'm envious of that. Or that's what's going on, and I've just got the lead in the school play, and I'm really afraid that my sibling is going to do really well on the football field, and they're going to take away my notoriety, and the spotlight's going to be on him rather than on me. So there's the jealousy. Okay. When we do that as children, part of what good parenting does is it helps to alleviate that by giving each child the tools they need to build their self-esteem. And I've said this before, self-esteem is not other esteem. Other esteem is what people think of me. Self-esteem is what I think about myself. So learning how to have that is really important because I have seen it in my own family and in other families that what jealousy and envy ends up doing is breaking families apart. Dad loved you more than he loved me. Well, you were mom's favorite. Well, Dad said that I could have that ring. And no, mom said I could have that ring. Well, that's because mom loved you more. And next thing you know, we're fighting over stuff. And our whole relationship is falling apart. And the bottom line becomes this. It really doesn't matter Because parents sometimes do love one child over another. Because parents are not perfect people. But the ultimate goal is, it doesn't matter. My parents are not perfect people. My gosh, people who know me know. They know. That for any of you who've watched the program Everybody Loves Raymond, that really is my family. As a matter of fact, it's really scary. It's really kind of scary. And the thing is that my brother is Raymond. My mother will, you know, fuss over him. And you know what? It's not about my brother. I'm not going to be jealous of my brother. That's not my brother's issue. It's my mother's issue. I'm not going to take it on as, well, and I've had therapy. I've learned it's not about me. So my self-esteem is good and my self-esteem is solid, and I am not jealous of my brother that he gets the attention of my mother. I'm not jealous because it's not about my brother being better than, having more than. I'm less than. See how that all plays in there? I'm not envious of what he has or jealous of him that he gets more of something. That really has to do with my parents being the people that they are and learning how to separate that. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments to talk about counselor's chat and jealousy and envy and what are some of the other things that we might do to overcome them.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about jealousy and envy, where it comes from, the fact that they are really different. Envy is, I want what you have. Jealousy is, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose something that I have because the other person is better at it or has something more than I have. Both of these things, jealousy and envy, which are, again, oftentimes get confused. We may use the words for different meanings. Oftentimes they, again, like I said, are interchangeable. However, it's good to know the difference. And we can actually overcome them. We can overcome jealousy, and we can overcome envy. And we can grow when we begin to recognize what's going on. So one of the things that's really important is to know the difference, because they are not the same. A lot of times within my counseling sessions, I talk about and work with people in terms of putting the correct word on the feeling. So often people will come into my office and not really know what they're feeling. And they use very generic feelings, like I'm not feeling good, I'm feeling bad, feeling uncomfortable. So part of that is let's get to the correct word, the correct descriptor of the feeling that you're feeling. So knowing the difference between envy and jealousy is really important. The next thing is to think about how envy may harm you personally. How has envy impacted your life in a negative way? How has it impacted long-term friendships or relationships in your family? Avoiding phone calls, staying away from people, not talking to them, giving them the cold shoulder, those kinds of things. How much time is it taking up in terms of your thoughts? I wish I had what they had. I'm really afraid I'm going to lose something. I don't want that person to show me up. Think about it. How it affects your creativity, your thinking. If you're noticing that your thinking is often negative, notice if you're depressed or anxious because of something that you have that you're afraid you're going to lose. Are you comparing yourself? So notice these things. It's very important. Then you also need to identify the reasons. So is it based purely in the fact that I have a belief system that says I should have what you have? Or I can't stand that you have more than I have? Or I can't tolerate it if I lose something to you? Okay, if that's the case, I need to work at changing that belief system, because it's obviously it's not working. Each human being has different needs. We all have different responsibilities. We all have different journeys that we're taking. One of the things that I say, what's how I want to say it? Humorously, I say, well, somebody has to be the tallest. Somebody has to be the shortest. One of my friends has to have the biggest house, and somebody has to have the smallest house. If I say, I should have the biggest house, I should be the tallest, and then I begin to get into that envy and jealousy sphere. If I just say, you know what, we all have our differences. Someone in my group of friends and family, you know, there's always someone who has more than, and there's always someone who has less than. There's no way that we are all equal to, because we are individual human beings. We begin to look at it that way. We begin to let go of the envy and the jealousy. So it's then working on gratitude. Another thing that you might want to do to help with this is journal. Write down your feelings, your negative emotions. Write about your envy. Write about your jealousy. One of the good things about journaling is you don't have to worry about someone else reading it. Keep your journal separate, hidden. You don't have to worry about punctuation. It's not going to get published. You don't have to worry about spelling. It's a place for you to write down what you're thinking and what you're feeling. So your friend drives up with a new sports car and you feel, let me write it down. My friend just got a sports car. I wish I had a sports car. I feel really envious of that. I also have a sports car, but my friend's sports car is better. They're going to get, you know, if we go someplace, I have my car and he has his car, he's going to get more attention, and I'm really jealous of that. How is that affecting me? I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling resentful. I'm depressed that my car is not as new and shiny. When we journal, we create a mirror, is the best way to describe it, because not only am I writing my feelings out and I'm writing down what I'm thinking, I know I get to look at it and it reflects back and I get to say, wow, I didn't realize that I was that jealous, or I didn't realize that I had that much envy and that much anger and that much resentment. And I could even begin to see that I'm saying, my friend bought that car to show me up. Well, if that is really what my friend did, then I'm not sure if that's the kind of friendship I want to have. If my friend just happened to buy a new car and it was just that car and they were happy to show it to me and they were pleased with it and they wanted me to join in with their pleasure of purchasing a new car, and I'm feeling resentful, then I need to look at myself. And I might even want to then talk to someone about it. Now, it can be a supportive friend, family member, therapist, a clergy person, someone who might offer support, who might be objective. So when you notice that envy or jealousy is interfering with your daily life, talk about it to someone. Write about it. Work at building your own self-esteem. Each one of us is enough. Each one of us is enough. And if I'm allowing those emotions to tear down and break up relationships of all sorts, it's something that I, if I'm struggling with the envy and the jealousy, that I need to fix, because it is a sign of my own low self-esteem. It is a sign of my own shame. It is a sign of my own sense of lacking, or my own depression and my own anxiety. And I can get help. So, speaking of help, I do hope that this was a helpful program. I do apologize for my start up this afternoon when my program started. I had some computer glitches. I just felt like I was kind of all over the place when I started, but that really is okay. I think that the show ended up going pretty well, and I hope that you did learn something about envy and jealousy. And if it's something that you struggle with, that you can get help for it. If you have relationships with people that are envious of you or jealous of you, you may need to separate yourself, detach from that, because it's painful and it's harmful. And it's okay to sometimes detach from relationships. And you know, we might even feel sad for the person who is struggling with envy and jealousy, because it's such an indication of their own low self-esteem. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. If you are interested in finding out a little bit more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net.